June 26, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Divine Justice. Opening Prayer. God and Father, help me to be more aware of your presence, ready to do your will, eager to share who you are with others. Read Genesis chapter 18, verses 16 through 33. Abraham pleads for Sodom. When the men got up to leave, they looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him, so that he will direct his children and his household after him, to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him." Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." The men turned away and went toward Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him and said, "Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right?" The Lord said, "If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Then Abraham spoke up again. "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5 people?" "If I find 45 there," he said, "I will not destroy it." Once again, he spoke to him, "What if only 40 are found there?" He said, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there?" He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." Abraham said, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there?" He said, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there?" He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home. Reflect. Consider the kindness and sternness of God. Romans chapter 11, verse 22. How do you feel about these aspects of God's character? This remarkable conversation is the prelude to the judgment of Sodom, the home of Abraham's nephew Lot, legendary for its wickedness. If you have haggled in an Eastern market, you will recognize Abraham's lifestyle. Is it okay to speak to God like this? It seems that the Lord positively invites Abraham to do so because his nature is always to have mercy. Abraham is fiercely protective of his nephew, but being a descendant of Abraham requires more than ancestry. God's vision is that Abraham will raise a people who, from generation to generation, will keep the way of the Lord. Verse 19. See Romans chapter 9, verse 8. Abraham himself needs to learn this way. The way of the Lord involves doing what is right and just. So in this situation, how will the judge of all the earth do right? The focus of this incident is not so much Abraham trying to change God's mind as God teaching Abraham his mind. Justice is a struggle. Both sides in the argument have to be represented. God welcomes Abraham's pleading as the counsel for the defense, but ultimately justice will require a terrible judgment on the sinful cities. Only through the death of his son can God both be just and justify sinful people who put their faith in Jesus. Romans chapter 3, verse 26. Apply. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Are you meeting his requirements today? Closing prayer. Lord God, I need your wisdom to walk in ways that please you. Continue to teach me how to see things through your eyes, to love my neighbor as you do, and to bring you glory.